Today on CityCast Philly, we're back with another midweek roundup. We're talking about why Philly felt that earthquake last week. And since the Made in America Festival is canceled, we've got a list of other Philly festivals happening this year. Plus, let's take a three-question news quiz. It's Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Trinae Nuri, and here's what Philly's talking about. Joining me this week is CityCast Philly executive producer Laura Benchoff. Hey, Laura.
Good morning, Trinae.
Good morning. And hey, Philly newsletter editor Asha Perhar. Hey, Asha.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. We've got a lot of news this week to catch up on, especially that earthquake.
Yes, that was wild.
I can't even believe it happened to us.
Yes, exactly. I've never felt anything like this before. I've lived on the East Coast my entire life. And I was just like, this was not on my radar. Hurricanes, sure. Heat waves, yes. Earthquakes? Was not expecting that.
Yeah, we've experienced like hurricanes, flooding.
All the time.
Tornado watches, maybe.
Blizzards.
I don't know. This was such a wild experience. You know, on Friday around 10:20 in the morning, all of us were just on this Zoom call and the room started shaking. And I thought at first like a big truck was going by. But what did y'all think was happening when you started to feel the shaking?
Yeah, I thought a truck had went by as well. I live near a train station, like Amtrak and Regional Rail. So I thought maybe even that. But usually it's a loud train noise, not a shaking.
Yes. The shaking was the tip off that this was a little weird. What about you, Asha?
Yeah, my HVAC system can be pretty loud. When I first moved into my apartment, I was pretty alarmed by it. And I was like, oh my gosh, is something going to happen? And so I thought this something was finally happening. I was like, oh my gosh, is like my furnace going to blow up? Like, what's going on? And then I realized that you guys were feeling what I was feeling too. And I was actually a little comforted by that.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, it was a little startling.
Yeah, it was a weird experience. And I feel like that's why I really wanted to like look up a bunch of earthquake facts, because I was like, hold on, what did we just go through? Mm-hmm. So just sort of like basic place setting, you know, as I said, this was Friday morning around 10:20, this earthquake happened and it was emanating from northern New Jersey. So it traveled pretty far to get to us. And it was a magnitude 4.8 earthquake, which is considered moderate from all of the news reports I read. So like not a baby earthquake, not a huge one, but like a respectable earthquake.
A respectable
It was a real earthquake. And I feel like I got to like put my like basic geology hat on, like reading all these science articles. So just as a refresher, earthquakes happen when tectonic plates covering Earth's surface move. I was reading in a CBS News article that according to the U.S. Geological Survey, earthquakes occur when two plates suddenly slip past each other, setting off seismic waves that cause the planet's surface to shake. They compared it to ripples on a pond. So what we were feeling was like the Earth shaking like ripples on a pond, which is just a crazy thing to picture in your mind. Another interesting fact is that this earthquake traveled really far. So people as far south as Baltimore felt it. I know we were all texting our friends and family in different parts of the region, being like, did you feel that? Did you feel that? And from what I've read, earthquakes on the East Coast travel further. So I was reading, for example, in the Washington Post that if you would plop down this same earthquake in California, it would not have affected as many people. And that is because, according to these scientists, the East Coast's crust is older, colder, and less broken up. Basically, when there is even a moderate earthquake on the East Coast, more people feel it.
That is super interesting. Because I feel like when we had this and like we were all feeling it, I was like, oh, it's a Philly. And then I heard that people in New York were feeling it too. And I was shocked that it would go for like hundreds of miles.
I'm actually not surprised by this, because in 2011, we had that earthquake that happened in Virginia, and it was felt by a lot of people on the East Coast as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So another thing that I read that was interesting is that from what's been reported so far, scientists do not know what caused this earthquake. CBS New York reported that there is a major fault line in New Jersey called the Ramapo Fault. I did not know that. And that there are also at least 5 smaller fault lines under the island of Manhattan. This sounds like the setup for some weird movie, apocalyptic movie.
Yeah.
I wanted to share that with y'all.
Wow. So also what's interesting too is that some people didn't feel it.
I'm like, what were you doing? I don't know.
Something I will say is that I know there were like some aftershocks that happened. And my brother texted me when one of them happened and he was like, feel that? And it was like probably like 6:30 p.m. on Friday.
Yes, in the evening.
And I didn't feel a thing. And I can tell you exactly why I didn't feel a thing. It's because I was on a SEPTA bus. And those things are always kind of rumbling. And I was like, sorry. Honestly, I'm on the bus right now. I did not feel anything out of the ordinary.
That's totally fair. That's totally fair.
I didn't like believe him at first. I thought he was like imagining it. But then people, like other people online were like, round two.
That's scary though, because I looked at this experience on Friday and, you know, I kind of am taking in the whole solar eclipse experience. And it just is like one of those things where it's a reminder of how I cannot control life. Like life will just happen. It kind of puts things into perspective, in a different perspective, where life be lifing and
yeah,
you can't control it.
Some things are just cosmic. They're just happening.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It was cool to experience things like together. Like I think that's what's cool about the earthquake and glad, thankfully, because no one was hurt. And the eclipse is like, oh, this is something we all get to kind of like share that is bigger than us. But also, right, the downside of that is like, oh, we have no control over what's going on. We live through that.
Maybe when the next eclipse rolls around, there will be another earthquake right around the same time.
Oh my God. Yeah, the eclipse slash earthquake combo is a potent one.
Thanks, Lara, for all of these earthquake facts. More news after the break. This is CityCast Philly. All right, Lara and Asha, let's talk about another news headline. So last week, Jay-Z's Made in America Festival announced that it's not happening for a second year. This was a two-day music festival happening around Labor Day weekend along the Ben Franklin Parkway, and it had some notable music artists in years past. Now, the 2023 lineup was set to have Lizzo and SZA headline, but that didn't happen.
Right, I remember that, and everyone was speculating if is it... I think it was right after there had been some accusations against Lizzo regarding her treatment of people she worked with. And so everyone was like, is that why?
Yeah. And I remember, too, that SZA had scheduled a concert that got disrupted as well. So it's a lot of speculation.
Mm.
So according to the social media posts from the festival, they say, quote, the Made in America executive production team is reimagining a live music experience that affirms our love and dedication to music and the work we do. We promise an exciting return to the festival. Thoughts? What do y'all think?
They were around for something like a decade. You know, this was like a pretty long-standing festival in Philly. And then the last 2 years, just these cryptic posts, and we don't really know what's happening. I don't know.
Have you ever been to Made in America?
I have never purchased tickets and attended. I have like been through the area because you can often hear the concerts if you're just near the parkway, which is kind of fun. But I've never attended because it's basically always been on Labor Day weekend, right? Sort of the end of the summer. And that's such a like fun weekend for like barbecues or like other stuff going on. So I've just never made it there. Have you made it there?
No, I haven't. But I actually wanted to go to the 2023 one. But it happened.
I was also reading that I think the Firefly Festival in Delaware has been canceled too. So I wonder, you know, maybe there's just some things happening with the economics of music festivals right now. They're finding it harder to make break even. They're finding it harder to put on such a big production. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But we wanted to highlight some other festivals happening in our area that are worth mentioning. Now, some of these I have never been to. So if you're listening and you've been to them, what do you think about these festivals? So upcoming, we've got the Metal and Beer Fest happening April 12th through the 13th. So that's this weekend.
Cool.
We have the Sing Us Home Festival, which features a lot of bands, May 3rd through the 5th. We have Roots Picnic, which is huge. That's June 1st through the 2nd. We have XPN Festival, that's scheduled in Camden, New Jersey, September 20th through the 22nd. And another one that I thought is really, really cute. I'm not sure if they're doing it this year, but Kidchella, that's happening at Smith Playground. Aww. Dates TBD.
Is that like a kids' music festival? That sounds so cute.
That's so cute. Kidchella.
All right. Now, let's have some more fun. Asha, you have a news quiz for us, and I'm excited about this.
Yes. So today we're going to do another one of these. We did one last week, but we're going to change it up a little this week. So we're going to make this like a little competition between the two of you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So how this will work is I'm going to ask you three questions. One's going to be like easy-ish. One's going to be medium. One's going to be hard. And if you get the first one right, that's 1 point. The second one will be worth 2 points. And the third one will be worth 3 points.
Okay.
So the points go to whoever calls out the right answer first. So just yell it out when you think you know it. No penalty for wrong answers. And the prize for the winner is bragging rights. Woohoo! makes sense?
Yes, I think so.
Cool. Then let's get into it. So question number one. SEPTA is testing out some new and taller fare gates to hopefully help curb turnstile hopping. Which station are these gates being tested at?
30th Street?
City Hall.
No.
I'm just going to keep guessing SEPTA station. Jefferson?
No.
Shoot.
8th and Market?
No.
Suburban Square?
No.
I saw the video. Where was it?
52nd Street.
No, but you're getting warmer.
Okay, 40th.
Oh, 63rd?
No.
60th?
No.
34th?
It's 69th Street.
Yes.
69th Street. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, we guessed a lot. That was the easy one.
Oh, man.
You did. Yeah, I was like, kind of like, is that the easy one? I don't know. But this is new. This is new. We're trying it out.
We're trying it out.
So that's 1 point for Lara.
All right.
All right. Question number two. 2 points. The James Beard Foundation last week named its finalist for its annual awards after narrowing down a larger list that it announced earlier this year. How many nominees does Philly have?
One.
Yes.
I remember that headline. It was like, what the what the hell?
Yep. 2 points for Trine.
It's the Royal Izakaya chef, right? I think.
Okay, that's a point for Lara because my surprise bonus question was bonus point if you know who it is.
All right, so we're tied 2-2.
Yeah.
That's the perfect way to go into the final round.
Okay, final round. This is the tiebreaker here. Question number three, 3 points. Mayor Sherelle Parker signed a bill last week that modifies Philly's traffic code to establish a $2,000 fine for buying, selling, possessing, or using a certain type of device.
Tag flipper.
What kind of device am I talking about?
Was it the tag flipper bill or was that something else?
If
you don't know what it is, then I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I'm pretty sure we're talking, you got the right thing. Like it's a license plate flipper.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I didn't even know this was a thing till I saw those headlines.
I did not either.
Like, I've seen the fake, like, the paper tags, but it's, like, a device that when you're going through, like, a red light just, like, covers your tag, your license plate. Is that right?
Yeah, it, like, can change the way your license plate looks by, like, pressing a button. I was looking it up. I was kind of confused. I didn't realize these things happen, but apparently there are enough of them that someone on city council heard of them, apparently. So,
okay.
Yeah, license plate flipper. Who knew? I mean, I'm sure plenty of people know.
Yeah, because they're using it. That's why.
Yeah. Well, they're illegal now.
It's bad enough that it got banned.
Yeah, they're going to be illegal. So, $2,000 fine if you buy or sell or have one of these.
That's a big fine.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
All right.
Anyway, congrats to Lara. We'll do this again. And I will try to rearrange the questions so that they're actually the order.
No, you did great. You did great. That was very timely.
Yeah, these games, I'm not good at these games. That's our Hey Philly newsletter editor, Asha Prahar, and CityCast Philly executive producer, Lara Benchall. Thank you both so much for joining me this week on CityCast Philly.
Thank you. This was so fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, to learn more about what else Philly's talking about. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye.
I mean, if you think about it, like, we kind of feel this all the time. Like, water literally falls from the sky. And that's like a normal thing, at least in our region. Like, if you think about it, it's weird. Like,
it's true.
The way you said it.
Yeah. No, what you're saying is that, like, if we just tuned into science a little bit more, we would be like awestruck all the time. We wouldn't be able to deal.
Maybe.